She got dirt, and she's ready to go, ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7 Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Big Raj, in for Jenny Boom Boom, and homie Craig G is here.
What up? We here.
So, like I said, Nicki Minaj been beefing with a lot of people. Trina is one of them. And Trina decided to take matters into her own hand and take blame for her beef with Nicki Minaj. Well, she said it's not a beef.
They got a song together. I got a couple months ago.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, man.
Her team went and said that Nicki wasn't helping promoting BAP's collaboration as their song together.
Right.
And calling Nicki a deceiver and a manipulator.
Mm.
So Trina said she's going to take responsibility for her team. She said, she explained, me and my team, we dropped the ball. Bad business is what's causing all of the havoc that happened, all of this nonsense, all of this drama, these feelings. This personal, everybody got an opinion. That's what it is. It's bad business. It's got nothing to do with any artist featured on my album.
Right.
And she said that her and Nicki have no beef, and she don't got no beef with nobody on her album.
Like, Trina, you're on the one record. Nicki's on, like, 27 records that's on the radio right now.
I mean,
ain't got a lot more coming.
Yeah, and Trina, you know, you got an album out, you're back in the game somewhat. I think you should just push that.
Right.
Worry about that. Again, Nicki Minaj.
And more Nicki news.
She told Rick Ross to sit his fat you-know-what down.
Mm, wow.
And Rick Ross, of course, he replied to that. He said, because she felt like she was slighted by Rick Ross.
Right. I heard about that.
Because Rick Ross said that she was a keeper to Meek Mill.
Right, yep.
And then turned around on his record and was like, I warned you about it.
Right, yep.
So she thought that Rick Ross was being a little slick.
So she's reading into those bars.
Yeah, well, Rick Ross said, if you meet with Obama, she's a keeper.
Right.
Until you find out otherwise.
Right.
Ross said she was around me a few times, but other than that, she was just a huge talent. But she was playing a very important position. She was in between Meek and Drake at the time. And what she didn't know is from a boss like myself, a big homie, playing that position was a very fragile role. And it would be very easy to put that responsibility on her.
Right.
But that ain't what I tried to make it into.
Right. Okay.
But I guess they're going to be making up and probably getting a record.
Right. Probably have Monster 2 somewhere.
Somewhere. Shouts out to A$AP Rocky. He was found guilty. You wonder why I say shouts out to A$AP Rocky.
Please tell me.
Over in Sweden.
I read the story yesterday. Go ahead.
Because he will not have to serve a day in jail.
No. Okay.
But he's going to have to pay the victim $12,500. And it comes out to be $1,300 fine, and his two co-defendants are to split amongst themselves.
Pocket change to Rocky. He got
it. Yeah, it's nothing.
Nothing.
You got past it.
Right.
As long as you got past it, you're good.
That's it for
the Dirt Report.
Hold on, what up? Bruh, you lucky.
Yeah.
You lucky.
You do not want to go to jail outside of the United States.
Not in Sweden. It's about to be cold out there.
That's it for the Dirt Report. Ryder 5 is coming up with DJ Craig G, and we got tickets to check out Meek Mill.
And we're going
to
show some love to Nipsey today.
For sure.
Huh?
Keep it as Hot 93.7.